a marketing guru breathing oxygen into your business?
Firstly, let's have a look at your sales analysis and look at the trend of the past 3 years by reviewing your historical results. Open up a spreadsheet like Excel and take the past 3 years into consideration by year and by month. In the annual spreadsheet, insert the overall turnover and gross profit for each year and turn it into a graph. Now, ideally, your graph should look like this. Check that your gross profit is always running parallel to your turnover. Where your gross profit is declining, yet your turnover is rising, your business could be heading for trouble. This usually indicates that you have either lost a big customer or a few customers or a contract, or your overheads are too high, or your pricing is not right. By fixing these three areas fast, your profits will improve drastically and quickly. So to fix your lost business, you need to acquire more customers or contracts, and if your overheads are too high, you need to shave or reduce them, and if your pricing is not right, you need to adjust it. Your sales should always be increasing, even during a recession. Never allow complacency to creep in. In other words, by believing you have enough customers or income, the marketplace has a nasty habit of biting you with this mindset. And now, let's have a look by month. In another spreadsheet, insert the turnover and gross profit for each month over the past 3 years and turn it into a graph. This graph is an indicator of which months are good and bad. In this case, November is a good month. The research you then need to do is find out why November is always a good month. For example, is there a specific occasion that makes this happen? Or an advertising campaign? Or a competition you're running? Ideally, you need to replicate what you're doing at that time of year for other times in the year, if you can. Turnover is one thing to consider, but profitability is what counts. So let's have a look at how profitable your sales have been over the same period. Insert the gross profit percentage for each year and for each month, and then turn it into a graph. Now, if you're expecting a gross profit of 40% for the year, your gross profit shouldn't be falling below this figure. Even if other months are always above 40%, still try to keep each month above 40%. Finally, have a look at your turnover and gross profit together over the past year. With the marketplace changing so rapidly, your performance over the past year is more relevant than for the past 3 years. This exercise needs to be done every 6 months to keep your pulse on how your overall sales are performing. Finally, to protect your profits, diversify. It helps to have multiple streams of income for your business, as long as they are complementary to each other. However, don't have too many products to sell at the same time. Segment them into categories or groups and focus on promoting one category at a time. Generalists never make money. A niche product to a niche market always makes money. Now go ahead and complete the action steps for this lecture.
The marketing guru breathing oxygen into your business.